Welcome to the How Do I Become a Christian podcast brought to you by David Makarath. This is our second episode, and in this episode I want to consider the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 11. This reads, "Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart." Alcohol is a great influence in our society. Many of us have drunk to excess during our lives. Sadly, many of us become addicted to alcohol. As an emergency doctor, I have, over many years, seen countless numbers of patients whose lives were harmed or damaged or ruined by the effects of alcohol addiction. Of course, not everybody who drinks alcohol becomes an alcoholic. But even so, it's tragic, it's appalling to behold, and very sad indeed when somebody becomes physiologically addicted to alcohol. Their lives are ruined by it, destroyed. They may lose their job, they may lose their homes, they may lose their family, they may lose their lives. Alcohol-seeking behaviour can cause great disruption in a person's life, and also the health effects of being addicted to alcohol are appalling, the effects on the liver, the effects on the brain and other systems of the body. So, alcohol addiction is degrading. Now, I'm saying this not to condemn, because there are so many in our society who have suffered from this and other addictions, and I am so sad at the patients that I have seen as in my work as a medical doctor over the years who have been so harmed and damaged by this. We must recognize in the scriptures that God holds us accountable for drunkenness, that drunkenness is degrading, that drunkenness is a defiling of the image of God in which we are made, the Bible telling us that we are made male and female in the image of God. But my reason for raising this today is so that you might find deliverance, so we might find deliverance and forgiveness and cleansing from our sin. There are multitudes of people who have been addicted to alcohol who have found the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has given them the grace and strength to change their lives. More importantly, he has given them everlasting life and taken away their sin because he died in their place. Even so, alcohol is a terrible, terrible thing when it gets a grip of a man or of a woman. But this verse also mentions whoredoms. It says that wine and new wine take away the heart. Whoredoms as well. Hosea, who wrote hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus Christ came in, was making a comment on the spiritual state of the nation of Judah in his day. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Whoredoms. Sexual immorality is absolutely rampant in our days. Boasted about, engaged in, indulged in. It's hard to turn away or turn anywhere in this world without sexual images, sexual insinuations, sexual coarse jesting. And every kind of wickedness abounds, especially in a digital age where these things are available to us in private, where with the click of a mouse we can instantly access so many things which can easily get a grip on us. Pornography can be addicting in the same way that alcohol can be addicting. People can find themselves spending endless hours looking at things which never bring satisfaction to the heart, which never bring peace to the soul, things which are very corrupt. To many in our society, sex is the highest ideal. They believe we only live for a short time and then we cease to exist. So enjoy yourselves, go out, indulge yourselves. But sexual license always ends up hurting people in the end. We were made in the image of God. We were made for purity of life and heart. And God's ways are best. But we have degraded ourselves by our sexual immoralities. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart, Hosea says. He's speaking to us as much as he was speaking to anyone in his own days. In our moral values, we have forgotten God. We have put away the knowledge of God. The end thereof has been foolishness, folly, destruction, corruption. The slaughter of the unborn child, for example. The spread of sexually transmitted diseases. But most of all, we have forgotten God. And that's what it tells us here in Hosea chapter 4, verse 11. Whoredom and new wine take away the heart. They dull the heart. They dull the mind. They dull the conscience. A man may start out with good intentions. He may say, I'm just an occasional drinker, or I'm a moderate drinker. Everybody who is an alcoholic probably started out as a moderate drinker. By the time that that alcohol had a grip on them that they couldn't release, it was too late. When they finally realized, when they finally saw what they'd done to themselves, it was too late. Sexual immorality promises instant gratification in our days, but it ensnares, it enslaves, it never satisfies, it deceives, it lies, and it can end up in the most vile and foul things. But most of all, it dulls the heart, it takes away the heart, it takes away the heart from God, it takes away the heart from the truth, it takes away the heart from the knowledge of salvation, it takes away the heart from the things that matter more than all things, our relationship with Almighty God. When our heart is taken away like that, we become dulled in our hearts, hardened in our hearts, hardened in our consciences. It's very hard if we're addicted to sexual immorality, to sexual sin of any or every kind, or we're addicted to alcohol or some other substance. It's very hard for us to see how we can find our way back to God. Our hearts are so hard before God because of sin. And of course, there are those listening and you've never, perhaps never even been drunk. Or perhaps you've never actually committed adultery. But you have lusted in your heart. And Jesus said, whoever looked at a woman to lust after her in his heart has committed adultery in his heart. In the story of the prodigal son, the elder brother says that the son had wasted his father's earnings, his father's living with harlots, that's with prostitutes, with whoredom, with going after strange women. What a waste. What folly. What wretchedness. And yet remember that the father embraced that son with all his love and all his compassion when that son returned to him. The Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save sinners such as you and me. He came to save the sexually immoral. He came to save the addict, the drunkard. He came to save sinners such as we are. He came into this world and died on a cross to pay the penalty for our sins so that we could find a way back to God. The Lord Jesus has made a sacrifice for sin. The drunkard may be forgiven for his or her drunkenness. The sexually immoral may be forgiven for his or her license. Some of us have extremely guilty consciences about things that we have done that no one else knows about, but God sees it. He knows the hidden things of shame. But we can bring all of this to the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore the full burden and penalty for sin upon the cross of Calvary. And whoever believes on the Lord Jesus, their sin is forgiven. But someone will say, I'm intoxicated, I'm a drunkard. Before I come to Jesus, I must clean up my life. No, 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 my friend. You cannot clean up your life before you come to Jesus. You must come to Jesus and he will help you clean up your life. But you must come to Jesus as you are now. You must come to Jesus as you are today in your sins. Sinners may come to Jesus, but the time is now. The task is urgent. We should repent of our sins and come to the Lord Jesus now as we are. Cast ourselves on the Lord Jesus now. Repent of our sins. Confess our sins to God through Jesus Christ and trust in Jesus Christ with all our hearts. And ask the Lord Jesus, because of his death, because of his blood, to save us from our drunkenness, to save us from our sexual immorality, to save us from all of our sins. The Bible is quite clear that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be saved. Now, Hosea chapter 4 verse 11 says, whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Is your heart taken away from the things of God because of your sins? Are you living in your sins without any concern for the judgments to come, or the wrath to come, or the hell to come? Oh, be wise, be instructed, wake up. Wake up and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your sins. Cry out to God for mercy and cast yourself upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will give you life. He has done so for so many before you. Cast yourself upon Jesus and you will be saved. Amen.